The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, the 11th of January, 2013. And I was attempting to get Chuck Baldwin on the program, and we will schedule him out, as well as other people. It's, man, it just seems like everybody is hither and yon and scattered, and they don't know what they're doing from one day to the next. So we'll get the scheduling under control, and I plan on interviewing a lot more people in the future. There's a lot of stuff going on. I want to stay centered. Don't want to get off the beaten track. And I don't know, nobody's ever said this to me, but sometimes I get tired of hearing myself talk. You know, when you do this for 20 years, you always are looking for a way to maintain your audience. And a lot of people have stuck with us over the years, and we do so greatly appreciate that. But then there's the revolving door people. They'll come in, park themselves for a while, listen, they're back up, they're out the door, they're someplace else. And there's nothing wrong with that either. I'm doing a sampling, getting information, different perspectives from different people. Thankfully, I maintained a steady course. I have gotten older. I would like to think that my attitude and my continuity has been constant all these years. And it comes down to simply this. We got a short life. We dance real fast. We laugh. We live. We cry. We sweat. We bleed. And then we got to go bye-bye. And it's all so very short. The irony to this is you don't know how important that is until the sands in the hourglass, like the days of our lives, start to dwindle down. I have no illusions. I'm closer to the end than I am the beginning. But it's the retrospective and the experience that would seem like that should be part of your DNA or your mental makeup when you're young. But that's not the way life works, folks. That is not the way it works. Hey, when we get back here, haven't had this guy on my program. Jack Bauer. I don't even know how old the guy is, and I'm not going to ask him, but he's not a young man. I'm not young, but listen to the sounds of our voice. We are very young in spirit, at any rate. Experience? Oh, there is nothing in this world, folks, as precious as experience. And you're going to be hearing a couple of guys, me included. Yes, I do have an experience. I've been around the block a few times. A couple voices of experience and reason. When we get back, Jack Bauer, the American Reconstruction Project. We're going to talk about a few subjects, and then after that, we don't know where we're going, but we'll get there, and we'll know when we arrive. Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios.
Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I was reading Jack's bio here. I've told people I've had as many jobs in my life as they probably bought new changes of underwear. This guy has been a paramedic, electrician, IT tech, mechanic, and I'm sure there's other stuff there. He says, my problem seems to be I have a very difficult time watching the abuses being committed by the very individuals we've entrusted to protect us. So I always end up opening my mouth and letting it fly. I am known and pride myself on my honesty to my own detriment many times. I don't know, Jack Bauer, is honesty always a good policy? And I can never see it being a bad policy, can you?
Well, absolutely there's a bad policy in it if you want to be a politician. The two do not go together. They can't work. So that's the only time that, in my opinion, that doesn't pay off. And thank you for inviting me on your show, John. You're one of my heroes, man. I'm with the big boys now, and I appreciate it, and thanks for the opportunity.
Well, I appreciate you being on with us. Jack, you're using Skype right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any programs open on your computer?
Let me look at here. I'm readjusting my headset here.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. Is that better?
Because
it usually clears up shortly, so I apologize. I'm working on it here.
Manny, my producer just gave me, you guys don't have the luxury of looking through the window and seeing the producer that's doing your show.
Yeah, I just saw that he said I'm very distant.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, after the... I can ring. If you talk for a second, let me plug into a different USB jack.
Okay, that sounds good. All right. One of the things I wanted to bring to people's attention today, We got this little thing. I wanted to bring Jack up, and we'll talk about Sandy Hook, the stuff that's going on there, the absolute over-the-top. We got to get these assault weapons off the street, and we all know where this is going. Eventual confiscation of all the weapons. You know, let's not play politics with that one. But I find this rather... Just pull that pot down. Just go ahead and pull it down. It is down? What? I hear something that's wheezing. What exactly is that? Is that me? It was me. I got a microphone that wheezes now? I thought I've heard of everything. An inanimate object that wheezes. Okay, great. Got it. Okay, Jack, do I have you?
Yeah, can you hear me better now?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah, much better.
Change the USB port.
Yeah, we have knee-jerking going around right now. Sandy Hook, I'll tell you what, Jack, the more I'm looking at this, the more it looks like this was a Hollywood movie production.
Or a bad one, an Italian movie production.
Well, I mean, let's not be too hard on the Italians. After all, they gave
the
us...
The old days, the spaghetti movies is what they used to call
them. The spaghetti westerns, that's exactly right. A lot of inconsistencies here. Tons of them. I am just absolutely amazed. Where did these people come from? The spokesperson for the Connecticut, he was the... was he the county sheriff for... No, they don't even have counties anymore in Connecticut, do they? The spokesperson, I forgot the guy's name, that he said that all information comes from this microphone and nobody else.
Yeah, and he threatened everybody that he was going to turn them over to the FBI and they're going to be investigated. Needless to say, I couldn't let an opportunity like that go unchecked. I had to respond, and I did several times. And I have been known to be pretty brutal, and especially if you got a badge or gun on, we're going to have problems. That's just part of my character makeup. And I love the heck out of cops. I make a lot of money at them suing them because they're so stupid and they're so easy to beat. So I see them as my friends for making me a good living. If you can't see the writing on the wall here, and I am continued on a daily basis, John, to be amazed at the stupidity of the majority of the American public. I'm not talking about the listeners on your show, the listeners on my show. These people we know are way above, a notch above. They're smarter. They've been stimulated enough to go out and do the research and check, and they listen to people like you and I. And man, I'll debate anybody all day long. I got no problem with it. If I believe in what I believe in, I'll take you on all day long. If you can convince me otherwise, you can show me where I'm wrong. I'm going to do a 180. I'm going to apologize. I'm going to come back and say, you know, I was wrong. That's the way I am. Tell me the last time you've ever heard a cop say something like that, be it from a traffic ticket or whatever, that they made a mistake. It doesn't happen. And this thing all whittles down, and there's reasons behind every one of it. But Sandy Hook, it reeks worse than, it's worse than a carcass is dying out somewhere, you know, that's rotting. And people just keep touting it along like it really happened when they've got evidence that the teacher that supposedly got killed in it had posted on her own website or Facebook website 5 or 10 days prior to an RIP, rest in peace. They had a charity fund set up for the victims of 2 days before the thing happened. The one dad and the little blonde girl that, you know, they got a picture. They got the media was on him as he came out the door, and he's laughing and giggling, just having a really, you know, gay old time.
Yeah, what was that guy's name?
Johnson, I think. I can bring it up. I've got it all. It just reeks. And then 2 days later, him and the little blonde girl are with the rest of the family at a photo op with Obam Bam. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, and it's really troubling as you look at it. Now, initially, all sorts of confusion. Well, she was a school teacher. She worked at the school. No, she was a kindergarten teacher. No, she did not work at the school. That Adam Lanza took his mother's car. That wasn't even his mother's car. The reports that he used an AR-15 inside of that school, and the coroner that was out there doing a press conference, absolutely, the question was asked, were these children, what were they shot with? Were they shot with a rifle? Yeah, I think so. Well, no, you're the coroner. Well, all that information will come out later. Then we had the reports that the cops actually removed the 223 from that car, and it wasn't even inside the school. We saw ambulances. First of all, it took 20 minutes for anybody to get there, and anybody responding in an emergency call was within 10 minutes tops getting to that school, but they didn't show up for 20 minutes plus. When you see the pictures, they did themselves no favor here by having aerial video, because what you saw there were all the first responders, fire trucks, whatever, parked neatly side by side, backed up to the school. You saw the ambulances there, but they were blocked in by a multitude of other people that were at that site, and there were no pictures. Who really needed to see blood and bodies? Well, there was no blood, there was no bodies. The ambulances took nobody to any hospitals. We had people that were running around in the woods that were being handcuffed and put in police cars, names not released, whatever. We have the spokesperson for law enforcement saying that any and all questions or answers will come from this microphone, and when good questions were being asked from the media, they were just absolutely spurned. On top of what you're saying, you know, and I've been reading reports that a lot of these pictures of these school children were actually pictures of missing children that have gone missing 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Exactly.
Man, I'm telling you, Jack, I'm looking at this and I'm going, something ain't right here. I had a feeling out of the chute that something wasn't right, but the more this builds up, the more it just looked like a Hollywood movie set. But here's my question. How can you involve so many people in this little sham game and nobody talks about it?
I'll answer it this way. How many people were involved in 911 in the Twin Towers? And if you think that was anything other than a false flag, like I said, I got some property in Florida. It's a little damp right now, but it'll dry out. You're going to want it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm getting a lot of noise. Your microphone,
is that better?
Well, it's just that a lot of people don't realize when I got a boom mic on, touch their ear, it comes through.
I apologize.
That's fine. It's just irritating to the listeners.
Sure.
But that's part of the game.
I did my thesis back in, oh God, I can't remember, 10, 15 years ago on 911 right after it. Got the only A in the class. It's still up on the web. It's had like over 15, 20 million hits. It was called 911 Fact or Fantasy. You can pull it up. It's on APFN News. And it's never been shown false. It's never been challenged. I love to debate. This is what I do. Show me where I'm wrong. God, John, I would love so much to feel proud of my country again instead of the disgust that I feel for it. I love my country, but these jerk-offs that we've allowed to take it over, like the Obam-Bams and the Sean Hand-It-To-Me's and the Douche Limbaughs, they're being sold a bill of goods. The reason people like yourself, and in my opinion, myself, have become... I used to be out on the outer branches of the tree ready to fall off at any second, because I was so far out there, I've suddenly become the trunk. Those same people that wouldn't have anything to do with me are now calling me going, Jack, what are we going to do? And, you should have listened to me 20 years ago when we might have turned it. I tend to be a pessimist. I'm the first to admit it. I think it's really too late. And
slow down, Jack. Okay. Wait a minute. Why is it too late?
Well, I see the real part that I saw when it started to change was with Reagan. And Reagan, everybody thinks Reagan, for the most part, they think Reagan, I hear them anyway, say the true rightist, saying that he was an actor.
And that's exactly what I was just thinking.
Everybody wants to tout him as being the great Republican. You know what? Baloney. In my opinion, and I'm not putting him down, he did it. He was a better actor than the ones we got now. That's the only way they're getting away with it now is we're too stupid to realize or otherwise. And that's a double-edged sword. It really is. So,
all right. Well, I'll tell you what. You hear the bump. We got to take a break. Talking today with Jack Bauer. Tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we are in serious trouble. But I, unlike some people, there is always hope. And after all, Maybe we should be having that second American Revolution that the Founding Fathers said we should have about every 20 years.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock. Your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Our Aurora, Colorado shooter, the Joker, a report came out that was redacted by the police department that showed up at his residence, came up with 4 different prescriptions. They redacted it. They would not let us know what it is. Now, we've all seen the photos. We've seen the photo op shoots or the video shoots of the shooter. And if this guy is not on SSRIs, I'm a Chinese jet pilot. Adam Lanza was, he had some health problems, but from what I understand, he was in counseling. And what is the one thing, Jack, that the psychologists, unlike psychiatrists, can't write prescriptions, but they can recommend? Even Michael Moore came out and said that maybe we should be looking at what drugs these kids are taking. Now, we've had an ongoing thing here with Piers Morgan now for a couple of weeks. Petition was started. Let's get this guy out of the country. His bully pulpit he's using on CNN, he's repeatedly asking the questions, why do we need these assault weapons? And the answer has been given to him about 19 different times from every individual that's been on his program. where really what it boils down to is the reason why we want these semi-automatic rifles that look like assault weapons, folks. A rifle of .30-06 has got a greater distance than an M16 or an AR-15 has, or an AK-47. The problem that we're seeing here, Jack, is we're seeing the gun-grabbing agenda coming in using children. Unfortunately, Sandy Hook, whether any children died there or not, who the hell knows? But that is kind of like a false flag argument. When we need these weapons the most, the government wants to take them away. And make no mistake, Jack, it's going to be the rifles, and then it'll be the pistols, because more people are being shot by pistols than by assault weapons. So we know what the game plan is, don't we?
Absolutely, and I've heard that the extended plan of that is they're going after butter knives next. So it's just a waterfall effect. To give you a little history, you didn't know how old I was or anything, but back in the 70s, here in California, out of Sacramento, we had an incident there where supposedly a Ford Bronco went rolling through you may have heard about it, went through the high school, shooting up the grounds with an AK-47. Oh, my God, not that. Well, we had a little criminal here in Fresno, Les Kimber. He was a city council member. This guy was a gangsta from the old days. He was a bank robber. He's a city council member. He's that part of the town. They put him in. They got him in there. So I took it upon myself, at the urging of a few friends, that I should do that and, well, give it to Jack. He'll do it. I went to the city council meeting. I went to the mayor's office because Kimber had written a bill trying to get it passed here to ban AK-47s in the city limits of Fresno. So I went to all the gun shops. They all gave me guns, gave me a boatload of ammunition. The mainstream talk show host here in Fresno is a fellow by Ray Appleton, and he was so liberally that he just reeked. And he was anti-gun as far as you could go. Well, I invited him, and he actually took me up on it. So I took half a dozen of the city council members at one at a time, and I took Ray up to the range, who they knew me real well, and I laid all these firearms there out on the table. And the point that I made to every one of them, and it made so much sense, was those guns right there, they will sit there and they will rot into absolute dust and never hurt a soul. They'll disappear forever. But you put a loose nut behind the trigger one of them, you're going to have problems. At that time, there were enough laws, and still are, there's enough laws and rules on the books. Don't turn around and criminalize me for the action of one when I'm totally legal, and tomorrow you're going to make me a felon because I like my firearms. And the AK-47 is a little short piece of garbage. It's not very accurate. It's hard to shoot for, I'm 6'2", 230 pounds. I'm a big guy. These things were made for Vietnamese.
Little short people.
Yeah. Well, I put a 30-round clip in it, and I gave it to one of the guys that had never shot a gun before in his life, which is kind of scary. And I put a target out about 50 or 75 feet. And I says, now, these semi-automatics, because full autos are not legal here. So I said, you go ahead and empty that clip into that target as quickly as you can, and we'll time you. A minute and a half it took him to unload it into the target. He hit it 9 times. I then took my, which is still totally legal, Benelli, loaded with, I'd taken the plug out, 5 rounds of double-aught buck, which is roughly about 30 rounds total. And I said, now, and this is a pump action. I said, now you time me. 2.5 seconds, and the target was cut in half. And the point that I made was, now, if I'm going to go, as you guys are implying, in to kill a judge, or anyone else for that matter, am I going to take this little piece of garbage right here that made out of this country in I don't know where it was at the time, or am I going to take this thing, if I'm serious about killing somebody, which one of the two is going to be my drug of choice? Well, let's get real here. And you know what? They didn't pass it. So,
by the way, the AK is one of my favorite weapons. It's got greater knockdown power. Yeah, the ammunition's a little bit heavier. Yeah, the distance is a little bit shorter. But I was in the military. I had an M16, and the thing was a piece of junk that always jammed. An AK never does. We'll be right back. Jack Bowers with us this afternoon.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, I don't know if I should take the 14 minutes to play this clip or not. Maybe we should. Jack, there seems to be some confusion here as to the viability of freedom and liberty and how we obtained it, and how a lot of people out there want to throw away the teeth of liberty in the hopes of making society safe.
John, the part that I don't understand is in Australia, they've destroyed all their guns. Well, they haven't. I got friends over there. They haven't got all their guns. But they got rid of the majority of them. And those same people are now calling us here in the U.S., going, don't let them take your guns. They're struggling for life and death right now to get their gun rights back.
Right.
Yet we turn around and let somebody like Obambam in there. And I think there needs to be an investigation there. He has done more for the sales of firearms and weapons and clips than anybody in the history of man. Yet he's supposedly against these things? There's something not right here. I'll bet you if his records were checked, he's got stock at all the major gun companies and the ammunition companies, because they're going out of sight, out of mind, as much stuff as we're selling.
Sure.
So there's.
Yeah, I want to do. I was going to do this today with the listeners, but since you're with me today, Jack, I want to play this clip, and I want people just to take some notes. Okay, when you hear something, take note of it, because I want to discuss it. This is Ben Shapiro on Piers Morgan. Here's a Brit, and here's the irony. Where did our Constitution come from? Magna Carta, England. Hell, we came from England, and at least the people that settled this country, a lot of them did. Broke away from the king, got our independence, kept our firearms, had honest money for a while, and then that went by the way of the dodo bird. But that's history past. But where did our history come from? And our laws, and we are not a democracy. So I want people, when you see a red herring, no matter if it's Piers Morgan or Mr. Ben Shapiro, he's with the Breitbart organization, he's the editor at large, younger guy, fast talker, but take some crib notes here, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to go over these. People are making fallacious arguments. If you're going to debate, you're going to publicly make an argument, get your ducks in a row. Number one up on the block, this country is not a democracy, okay? I pledge of allegiance to the flag, if to which the democracy, what stands, what republic? It's not a democracy, ladies and gentlemen, it's a republic. Here is the Piers Morgan, and there's a new petition out there to deport this guy. It's not going to stop, but CNN is enjoying the ratings bump on Piers Morgan.
On guns, my next guest has strong words for me. He says, I'm off the rails on guns in America. Ben Shapiro is editor-at-large at Breitbart.com and the author of Bullies, Our Less Culture of Fear and Intimidation Silences Americans. So why am I off the rails, Mr. Shapiro?
You know, honestly, Piers, you've kind of been a bully on this issue, because what you do, and I've seen it repeatedly on your show, I watch your show, and I've seen it repeatedly, what you tend to do is you tend to demonize people who differ from you politically by standing on the graves of the children of Sandy Hook, saying they don't seem to care enough about the dead kids. If they cared more about the dead kids, they would agree with you on policy. I think we can have a rational political conversation about balancing rights and risks and rewards of all of these different policies, but I don't think that what we need to do is demonize people on the other side as being unfeeling about what happened in Sandy Hook.
How dare you accuse me of standing on the graves of the children that died there? How dare you?
I've seen you do it repeatedly, Piers.
Like I say, how dare you?
Well, I mean, you can keep saying that, but you've done it repeatedly. What you do, and I've seen you do it on the program, is you keep saying to folks that if they disagree with you politically, then somehow this is a violation of what happened in Sandy Hook. And you have yet, I'd really like to hear your policy prescriptions for what we should do about guns. Because you say that you respect the Second Amendment, and you know, I brought this here for you so that you can read it. It's the Constitution. And I would really like for you to explain to me what you would do about guns that would have prevented what happened in Sandy Hook. If you want to do what you did in the UK, right, which is ban virtually all guns, that is at least a fair argument. And we can have a discussion about whether that's something that we ought to do
or
not.
Well, I made it very clear what I want to do, which is exactly what Mark Kelly wants to do. And in fact, rather than address your comments to me about standing on the graves of children at Sandy Hook, you can address them to Mark Kelly, because he agrees with everything that I've been saying, because he feels the same way as does his wife. They're gun owners. They both respect the Second Amendment of the Constitution. They don't want to take away anybody's right to defend themselves with guns.
They want to take away certain types of guns, obviously.
They want to take away assault weapons, which are capable, with magazines like we saw at Aurora and Sandy Hook, of unleashing a ridiculous amount of bullets.
Well, this is a question I wanted to ask you, Piers, because I've seen you talk about assault weapons a lot, and I've seen Mark Kelly talk about assault weapons. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of murders in this country that are committed with guns are not committed with assault weapons, they're committed with handguns. Okay, so are you willing to ban handguns in this country across the country?
No, that's not what I'm asking for.
Why not?
Let me ask you.
Don't you care about the kids who are being killed in Chicago as much as the kids in Sandy Hook?
Yes, I do.
Then why don't you care about banning the handguns in Chicago?
We'll come to that. Let me ask you this. What was the weapon used in Aurora in the movie theater?
It was an assault rifle, sure.
Okay. What was the weapon used in the Oregon shopping mall?
I believe it was an assault rifle, correct?
Okay. What was the weapon used at Sandy Hook?
It was an assault rifle.
What was the weapon used at the incident around Christmas when the firemen were lured to their deaths in New York State Fire?
And bought illegally? That was an assault rifle.
Right, so the last four mass shootings in America were all the assault rifles.
And the vast
that is the reason, well, Mr. Shapiro. And you can smirk at me, and you can laugh at
me. I'm not smirking.
And you can accuse me of standing on the graves of dead children.
And being a bully, yes.
But that is the reason that people like me and Mark Kelly and Gabrielle Giffords want to have assault weapons like that removed from civilian hands.
Your passion on the issue doesn't really justify the rationale for why you want to ban assault weapons, but not handguns.
You don't understand why we want to remove the preferred weapon of choice, these killing machines,
well, I would like
from
you
the hands of deranged young men.
All I'm asking is for you to be philosophically consistent. If what you're worried about is the removal of killing machines from the hands of deranged young people, then maybe we should talk about a blanket gun ban. And let's get to what the left really wants here. And you say that you're for
why
the Second Amendment.
Why is it about
Amendment.
Left or right? Because in Britain, this never is about left or right, this issue. Why is it here?
Well, we can talk about Britain in a second. I think the reason that it's about left and right here is because fundamentally, the right believes that the basis for the Second Amendment, and they believe in the Second Amendment, the basis for the Second Amendment is not really about self-defense and it's not about hunting. It is about resistance to government tyranny. That's what the founders said, and that's what the right believes in this country.
Which tyranny are you fearing yourself?
I fear the possibility of a tyranny rising in this country in the next 50 to 100 years. Let me tell you something, Piers. The fact that my grandparents and great-grandparents in Europe didn't fear that is why they're now ashes in Europe. So this kind of leftist revisionist history, where there's never any fear of democracy going usurpacious or tyrannical, is just that.
So you're just to clarify your position then, the answer to Sandy Hook, as it was to Aurora, as it was to Gabrielle Giffords, as it was to Columbine Virginia Tech, is you do nothing. Is that your position?
And that's not my position. My position is that we have to calibrate laws that are designed to get guns out of the hands of bad people, and keep guns in the hands of good people who want to buy them. This idea of more guns versus less guns.
How do you do that?
Well, I think one of the ways that you do that is by better screening for mental illness. I think that you do better background checks.
Was Adam Lanza's mother a good person?
I don't know whether she was a good person or a bad person. I know she's irresponsible with her guns.
Has there been any evidence to suggest she was not a good person?
No, but there's been significant evidence.
So by your criteria, wait a minute. By your criteria of the good people should be allowed the guns and the bad people shouldn't, she would have been allowed the guns.
She was an irresponsible person. She didn't keep her guns locked up. And that should be against the law. If you have a mentally ill person in your house,
right.
We're talking about laws that we can both agree on here. I don't know why you're disagreeing with me.
Then she becomes a bad person, does she?
Well, no, it's not a matter of morally good versus morally bad.
You set the criteria, good and bad. Well, so is she good or bad?
You're right, Pierce. I should have said responsible versus irresponsible. Mm. That's correct.
Okay, so she goes from good to bad.
No, she goes from responsible to irresponsible.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break. Let's come back and talk more about this because we don't agree. My name is Ben Shapiro, editor-at-large at Breitbart.com and the author of Bullies. Do you believe that if you had an assault weapon ban, statistics prove that you could dry up the supply of these guns and make them less accessible to criminals?
I don't know whether you could make them less accessible to criminals. Let's assume that's the case, that you could make them less accessible to criminals. Again, my question remains for you, Piers, and I'm still waiting for an answer from the left on this. Mm. They say the pro-Second Amendment. Why don't you want to ban handguns? If you really want to solve the quote-unquote gun violence problem in America, go after all the guns. Why just stop yourself at assault rifles?
Because I believe and respect an American's right under the Second Amendment of the Constitution that you kindly brought in to defend themselves with a handgun or a pistol. What I don't understand...
But most of the murders are committed with those weapons.
What I don't... Well, as we just established, because I talked you through them, the last four mass shootings in America...
Adam Lanza had two pistols on him.
Well,
he didn't just have an assault rifle.
He didn't use them, as you know.
And if he hadn't had the assault rifle, he wouldn't have used them.
Explain to me this. I can't buy this. This is six packets of Sudafed. They're one of the many companies that make this particular ingredient, which you can't buy legally in America. There we are, six packets. That is illegal for me to buy in that quantity in Walmart, say.
Mm-hmm.
But I can buy an AR-15 military-style assault rifle. I can then, as we saw with Holmes, the shooter in Aurora, go and get 6,000 rounds of ammunition from the internet, and I can go and blow up a movie theater. Do you think that's right?
Well, we can talk drug laws another time, but
does that make sense to you?
No, I think that what would make sense is laws that are calibrated to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. So, if you think that the problem is only assault rifles,
which guns would you remove?
I think the ones that have largely been removed from the market, fully automatic weapons, would be a good start. I think that
you wouldn't remove any semi-automatics at all.
No, because semi-automatic just means that when you pull the trigger once, one bullet comes out.
Do you understand how an AR-15 performs when it's been modified and has a magazine with
I do.
Bullets?
I saw it in the North Hollywood shootout. You know what? It was illegal to do that, and people did it anyway. Mm. We have 12 million illegal immigrants in this country. Mm. We're not able to stop people from coming illegally into this country over the southern border into places like California, where I live normally. I think you'd be very hard-pressed to stop guns from coming across that border illegally as well. I mean, California has some of the strictest gun laws.
Would you want every American to have an AR-15?
No, not every American.
Who would you stop?
I would stop anyone with a criminal background. Mm-hmm. I would stop anybody with a history of mental illness. Mm-hmm. And I would stop, and I would ask, and not ask, I would require that people who have somebody who has a criminal background or a history of mental illness in the household mm-hmm. keep that gun locked up and safe.
What about the background checks? 40% of all gun sales in America now, gun trades, are not covered by background checks.
I believe in background checks.
For everybody?
For everybody.
So there should be a database, a national register?
If it's not public. I don't like what happened with the Journal News putting out gun permits, which allows criminals to target particular homes.
When the NRA came out today after their meeting with the White House and just said we're just not prepared to entertain effectively any kind of new gun restrictions. What do you think of that?
What's astonishing to me is the left's attack on the NRA, because the NRA is, they don't receive a dime of public dollars. They're an interest group. I don't see, it's funny, the left, they like to talk also about violent video games,
for
example.
Framing it as left or right, because
sure.
I don't have a horse in the race. I'm going to vote either way.
Piers. You tend to be more to the left. Right. We all understand.
The NRA,
that.
As you know, are a very active and well-funded and powerful body. And what they do...
Why are you asking? This is very quick, I promise. The point that I'm making is this. There's been a lot of talk by a lot of people about video game violence. I haven't seen David Gregory interviewing the head of the ACLU and saying it's your broad interpretation of the First Amendment that's responsible for this. But people are bringing on the NRA and saying it's your broad interpretation of the Second Amendment that's responsible for this. Mm. They're an interest group. If you want legislation passed, right. Talk to legislators. Don't go to the NRA, which is representing its members.
Here's what the NRA and people like Alex Jones and others do.
Don't let me in with Alex Jones.
Fine. After each of these massacres, they come out. All the gun rights supporters come out very strongly and very vociferously and they're
in
very
defense.
Powerful. And they basically instill fear. They say if everyone in the movie theater had been armed, if everyone at the school had been armed, it wouldn't have happened. And here's what happens. Gun sales and ammunition sales rocket, as we've seen in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, don't pass the buck, Piers. I mean, the truth is that the reason that people are buying a lot of guns right now, Piers, is because people on the left are talking very much about banning guns. And so a lot of people are saying, if I'm not going to have the right to purchase a weapon of my choosing in 2 months, I'm going to go and buy it now. This is very clearly
why
what's going
Ronald
on.
Why did Ronald Reagan want these assault weapons removed?
You know, I don't know why Ronald Reagan wanted these
assault
weapons
removed. You like Reagan, right?
I like Reagan in a lot of ways. He's not a god. I don't agree with him on everything.
Did you agree with him about assault weapons?
He also believes in the progressive tax rate. I don't believe in that.
Did you agree with him about assault weapons?
I'll believe what you're saying, sure. I don't believe...
Did you know what his position on assault weapons was?
I don't know what his position on assault weapons was. Well,
let me read the letter in full.
Sure.
This was a letter that he penned along with Presidents Ford and Carter in 1994 to Congress. While we recognize that assault weapon legislation will not stop all assault weapon crime, statistics prove that we can dry up the supply of these guns, making them less accessible to criminals. We urge you to listen to the American public and to the law enforcement community in support of a ban on the further manufacture of these weapons. That was Ronald Reagan.
Okay, so. I mean, I can disagree with Ronald Reagan.
You keep framing this as a left-right debate.
No, I mean,
I'm putting it to you.
How is this a left-right?
One of the great right-wing presidents of modern times agreed with me.
So?
So it's not left or right, is it?
No, I mean, it is.
Unless
it,
you deliberately
it
frame it that way.
Okay, here's...
In the way that the NRA through the 80s and 90s... And this last
Piers,
decade,
avoiding the breakdown of left and right,
deliberately
here,
tried to frame this as a left-wing attack on the American Constitution and the Second Amendment. Exactly what you've tried to do. You come in, you brandish your little book as if I don't know
my
what's
my little
in
book.
There.
That's the Constitution of the United States. Our founding document.
I know
Piers.
What's in your Constitution.
Do you really?
I've been debating this for a very long time.
Then you should read the Second Amendment.
I know the Second Amendment. What I haven't heard is one coherent reason why any civilian in America needs an AR-15 military-style assault weapon.
Can
Tell
we get on to the point?
One.
I told you why the general population of America, law-abiding citizens,
why
need
Why do
an
they
AR-15.
Need those weapons?
They need them for the prospective possibility of resistance to tyranny, which is not a concern today. It may not be a concern tomorrow.
Who are you expecting the tyranny to come from?
It could come from the United States, because governments have gone tyrannical before.
Do you understand how absurd you sound?
Here's where you go into the absurd and the bullying. You're absurd. You're stupid. I understand that.
I'm not the one that came in here and accused you of standing on the graves of dead children.
Because you're the one who's doing that.
Bullying.
Punching back twice as hard.
Bullying.
You know what I call it? Punching back twice as hard in the words of President Obama.
That's what I call bullying.
And this is astonishing.
What's astonishing?
What's astonishing about it is that for weeks now, you have been saying that anybody who disagrees with your position is absurd, idiotic, and doesn't care about the dead kids in Sandy Hook. And then when I say that that's a bully tactic, you turn around and say, I'm bullying you for saying that. It's absurd. It's ridiculous.
Let me ask you again. What is the point of a civilian having an AR-15 assault weapon?
The point of a civilian having an AR-15 assault weapon, many of them are ex-military, right? I mean, I have military friends, and I have I don't have a problem with Colin Powell owning an AR-15 assault weapon.
But what is the point of a civilian owning them?
It depends on the civilian. If it's a criminal, they shouldn't own them.
Forget criminals and mentally ill
people. No, but you can't separate that out.
An average civilian.
An average
law-abiding
civilian.
Who hasn't got a criminal record or is mentally ill. Why do they need one?
To protect against the possibility of eventual government tyranny. This was the purpose of the Second Amendment originally. It remains the purpose of the Second Amendment now. And pretending that governments have never gone usurpacious before from a democratic position.
Do you genuinely believe your own government is going to turn on you in a way that you require
it may not turn
an
on
AR-15
me.
To challenge them? This it is what not, you really believe
it may
is
not turn on me. It may not turn on
America.
My children.
Is that what you think?
It may not turn on me. It may not turn on my children. Mm. But the fact is this. History is replete with democracies going tyrannical. Mm. It happened in France in the 19th century. It happened in Spain in the last century. Okay. It happened in Germany. It happened in Italy. Okay. It has happened repeatedly throughout.
So
it happened in Japan.
The reason we cannot remove AR-15 assault weapons is because the threat of your own government turning on you in a tyrannical way.
It is because there are countervailing rights and responsibilities. And
okay.
I don't understand why we can't
position.
Come to it. Why can't we come to agree about reasonable law?
Because
you just want to demagogue the issue.
You have made your point crystal clear. People aren't stupid. They can make up their own minds. Ben Shapiro, thank you.
And we'll take the break. I hope you were taking your notes. We'll invite the audience in on this conversation as well. Why do we have people that are over the top? Why do we have people that are arguing for the Constitution and call it a democracy? I'd like to see Piers Morgan take on Dr. Edwin Vieira.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right. Class, were we taking our notes on the great debate? What did you What did you think of that, Jack? Where is he? Is he still there? He's not? Well, get him back.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was just saying I've been over for a minute. You got about a five-hour show we can hit this on? Because I can blow so many holes in so many things that both of those boneheads were saying. Piers Morgan is a flaming idiot. I mean, the reason I don't live in Britain, I'd end up killing them right off the get-go within 30 seconds. If they're all that stupid, that's why we moved over here away from them.
Oh, no, no. I never make the mistake of somebody like Piers Morgan being stupid because he's not stupid. He's working an agenda. As Mr. Shapiro pointed out. But if we listen closely to this, the argument was brought up left-right. Shapiro had done that. This is not a democracy. He hands Piers Morgan a copy of the Constitution, but proceeds to refer to this country as being a democracy. The assault weapon question. Well, first of all, I would have corrected him. An assault weapon is a fully automatic weapon. Why do we have fully automatic assault weapons? It's for basically suppression fire. This is why the military, along with their wonderful Mattel toy called the M16, decided to put select fire. You can do three rounds. You can do one pull of the trigger. You get one round. You can do a select fire. You can get three rounds, or you can put it on fully automatic. It is a great ammunition waster. For governments, they've got all the money to buy all the bullets they need, so who cares? For the individual, hey, rounds are expensive unless you're into reloading. But that's all time-consuming as well, and what are you worth per hour for your own labor? But here again, assault rifle. These semi-automatics are not assault rifles. They look like them. They look exactly the same. A lot of them can be converted to automatic if you so desire to do so, which is now illegal in this country. But the point is that to pick up a piece of the argument and infuse that into your counterpoints is counterproductive. He's the one that brought up the liberals or the left. And then here is the bottom line to all that left-right stuff. It's called, again, get out the instruction manual. You know the one you never read when you put together the complicated kids' toys? Well, I can do this. I don't need to read that step by step. I know where a nut goes on a screw. And, you know, well, that's our pride and our ego. Well, we eventually go back to the manual. The manual for left and right, which is another argument that should never be taking place in this country. The problem we have here is, and the remedy, is the Constitution. Now, you know, he goes on to say that, well, wait a minute here, fully automatic, no, I, we shouldn't have fully automatic weapons. Excuse me? How did we get a ban on automatic weapons? Wasn't it the gangland Chicago guys? That they were riding around in a footboards of old-style cars and doing the shoot-em-up bang-bang against the other criminals in town. I mean, we can go on and on with this, but I want to structure this in a way that we can even take Shapiro, which, you know, about 70% of the guy's argument, yeah, I'll buy, but so woefully off in the tools of his argument and the descriptions of what he's arguing for.
Well, again, John, one of the things that I did when I took on the city of Fresno and the county on this ban back in the 70s was I took them out there, and these guys, how can you possibly vote on something that you have no knowledge of whatsoever? And Ray Appleton, the show host, he was a perfect example, and he is so pro-gun now that it stinks because they'd never had an opportunity to hold a gun or let alone fire a gun. So I gave them that opportunity, and you know what? The ban wasn't—it didn't even make it to the to a vote. So it's a matter of us that are gun advocates, which I am, teaching your brothers and your friends and your neighbors what I was blessed with. My dad, we'd go out hunting. He taught me, and you learn respect. My kids, my son was killing rabbits when he was 4 or 5 years old with a BB gun.
Okay, hold that thought. I got a top of the hour break. Jerry, Robert, Joel, and others will get to your calls right after this.